with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you, every time we talk to Brad Ensing, I do learn something.
Yeah.
That guy is really, I don't think he was BSing us when he said he's got 9 pounds of beaver in his freezer.
Right.
He runs a trap line, and he is the guy that believes in using everything he can that he traps or harvests.
Speaking of trap lines, on the live line right now is Paul Rotella, and I fell for a couple of his trap lines out in Atlantic City. So let's bring in Paul. How are you doing, Paulie?
Pretty good. I'm just wondering what the age of that beaver is.
Yeah, well, we won't go there, but probably younger than more than old. We'll go with that.
Well, that you know, I think that's a good thing. I'm not going to comment anymore because I'll just get us all in trouble.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So when I say gourmet burgers, I mean, I almost get a picture of Paul somewhere in some pub with me. And I mean, I'm sure you're going to know where the best burger is anywhere on the East Coast. But if we're going to the Rotella house, what's a burger going to look like?
Well, I got to tell you, I actually stole the recipe from Lee Iacocca, if you can believe that. Do you remember Lee? He used to run Dodge and Plymouth and Chrysler.
Yep. Yeah, big fan.
Great guy.
Got his book.
Yep. In fact, if you read the book, there was a chapter in which he talked about the first time he went to the Ford dining room with Henry Ford.
Right.
And talked about, Henry Ford told him, you know, all these sumptuous things you can get, and he orders a hamburger. And Lee Iacocca's like, well, if the boss gets a hamburger, I can't order, you know, something like lobster tail. I'll take a hamburger, too. And he was overwhelmed how good the hamburger is, the best hamburger he ever had.
Hmm.
So I had to find out what the secret was. And Lee tells the story that he goes in the back and talks to the chef a couple days later and says, you know, I had your hamburger. I have to know, how did you prepare that? Because I've never had a hamburger like it. And he says, well, it's easy. We first start with about a pound of extra lean and extra tender filet mignon. And then we put it into the chopped meat processor, and we chop up a filet mignon to make ground beef for Mr. Ford. And Lee's like, now that's a brilliant idea. You wonder why you never had a hamburger to taste so good, because you probably had $25 of chopped meat that was made from a filet mignon
right.
that went into that burger.
Right.
Well, I decided if it's good enough for Lee and for Mr. Ford, it's good enough for us. So I did that, and I got to tell you, it's worth the expense. Nothing tastes as good as a filet mignon hamburger, and except when you make a filet mignon cheeseburger. And yeah. I've actually taken cheeseburgers, as you probably remember, to a new level in our house. We do the inside-out cheeseburger. That's where I build the burger around a hunk of cheddar cheese or American cheese in the center of the burger and put on the grill, and the cheese melts on the inside. And if you don't do it right, it gets ooey-gooey and comes out the sides. But if you clamp the burger right and you prepare it properly, you cook it on one side about maybe 7 or 8 minutes, then about 5 minutes on the other side, and you'll get the most beautiful cheeseburger you ever had. When you bite into it, the cheese comes melting right out. And I got to tell you, when you combine filet mignon and great American cheddar cheese or American cheese in a burger like that,
I don't know about you, Jop, but I think I heard him say American cheese.
Yeah,
American.
Yeah, hey, Paul. So
we're gonna make cheeseburgers, great boys.
That sounds awesome. So tell me. You're using cheddar. You're probably not buying the slices with a little cellophane on there, right? You're cutting a block, a chunk off.
No,
how big
God,
is that?
No. I'm a American snob. I like Vermont cheddar. I like Pennsylvania cheddar too. Actually, you know, one of my favorite cheddars comes from the West Coast, out in Oregon. It's Tillamook.
Yes.
And they make tremendous cheese.
Yep. They do. So how thick is that piece? So you're going to make like a half-pound burger, I'm guessing? But
it's more than half a pound.
Okay.
Have you ever been to La Tub down in Hollywood, Florida?
I have not. Nope.
Well, they're world-renowned for their cheeseburgers. They make a cheeseburger that looks like a baseball, okay?
Okay.
And they only have a little grill that's about maybe, I don't think it's 18 inches square. And you got to go there, and sometimes it takes 2 hours to get a burger. And they really are fantastic, but it's worth the ride. It's worth the trip. And now they don't make an inside-out cheeseburger like I do, but they make regular cheeseburgers, but it comes out and looks like a baseball. And it takes about 25 to 30 minutes a burger to cook it. So that's why, you know, I make mine, it's probably about, oh, a good inch and a half, maybe 2 inches thick at the center. And then, of course, I taper it down around the sides. And, you know, sometimes if I'm really decadent, I'll put a slice of cheese on top of that cheeseburger. And, you know, I was a hero to my three boys when I used to make cheeseburgers. To this day, when they're asked what they want Dad to make cheeseburgers. So it's something that lasted for over 30 years.
Awesome. That's great stuff.
Because, yep.
So quick question. How thick is the chunk of cheese in the center of the burger? Because I would think that has to melt.
If you do it right, usually it's about a half an inch.
Okay.
And you try to make it about an inch and a half to 2 inches long. And about the same, like almost like a 2-inch square.
Okay.
And but you know, it all depends what kind of cheese you use, because some people like Swiss. I don't like Swiss cheese unless you're making a mushroom burger. But you know, some cheeses don't melt the same way as the cheddar does. And one thing about a good American cheddar is it holds its consistency pretty well when you bite into it. It doesn't fall apart.
Right.
You know, it doesn't. But you know, it depends on the type of cheese you use. And it depends on how hot your grill is, too.
But
you want to make sure your grill is really hot so you get a good sear on the burger. And when you do that, you kind of lock in all the flavor, all the juices, and you lock in the cheese.
What I noticed in watching a lot of Smashburger-type YouTube guys is that they leave the burger on until it's caramelized on that side, and that's the only time that side will see the grill. Do you do the same?
Well, I try to. It depends how thick the burger is. You know, if you have patties that are kind of like, you know, standardized, it's easier. And you can tell when the juices start to bubble up through the burger. You flip it over, and really you get a perfect burger that way. Plus you get that nice grill where the flame will come up and kiss the burger.
But with that cheese, you're really talking about a stuffed burger, and you're absolutely
yep.
right. When you put those two patties together, welding that seam around, which is really just using your fingers, and making
yep.
making that those sides connect and stick is the big deal, so all your cheese doesn't run out.
It's like making a ravioli.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could probably
use
one of those wheels
I'm
like
sorry.
That. You could probably use one of those wheels like you use for ravioli for that.
I never thought of that, but you know, you don't really have a wheel out by the grill, so I use
yeah.
my fingers.
Right. Exactly.
And plus I get to, you know, put my extra, you know, personalized touch on it.
So one last question. Are you letting the cheese come to room temperature before you use it, or are you taking it right
sure.
out of the fridge?
Well, it doesn't come to room temperature. It's usually outside.
Okay.
So, you know, you don't want to wait too long, because I don't know if you've noticed, especially with a good cheddar, you'll get a crust on it if you let it get too warm.
Yep.
And, usually by the time everything goes to the grill, it's a little cold. The meat is a little cold, and that keeps everything from melting and falling apart. But I like to have the cheese a little bit, you know, warmer than in out of the refrigerator immediately.
Paul Rotella, one of our original board of directors. We love you, man, and thanks again for taking some time to talk burgers with us.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. You may be hungry now. I wonder if I can have a cheeseburger for breakfast.
Sure you can.
Always.
You have our permission. All right, coming up next, we got Chef Andy Schultz. He's got his own take on a gourmet burger. Stick with us. We'll be back.